This chazar is echinish b'chach esu shag and Rami Yehuda m'sech tesun darim daf lamid. Zok the Mishnah, if a person makes a neder not to benefit from the ones who go down to the sea, then he's mutter to benefit from the people who live on the land. If he makes a neder not to benefit from the ones who live on the land, he would even be also to benefit from the people who go down to the sea, because since these sailors, they all eventually come back onto the land. The Mishnah says, not only those who travel the short distance from Akko to Yafu, rather those who travel long distances by sea. We'll see what that means in the Gemara. Zok the Gemara, Papa and Ravachat, son of Ravika, argue as to the meaning of the last statement in the Mishnah. One says it was said on the first part of the Mishnah, and it's meant to say that although the person becomes Osir, meaning when a person makes a neder, not to benefit from those who go down to the sea, so he becomes Osir to those that travel the seas. He only becomes Osir to the people who take the long voyages, not those who take the short trips from Akku to Yafo. So according to him, whoever is the one who says this, it's actually being a kula. The end of the Mishnah is a kula. The other says that the statement was made on the last part of the Mishnah, where the person said that he makes a neder not to benefit from the ones who live on the land, so we say he would even be also to benefit from the people who go down to the sea. And the Mishnah is saying that someone who makes a neder not to benefit from those people who live on the land are also even from those who travel in the sea, and not only the people who travel the short trip from Akko to Yafu, even the people who make the long voyages are also considered the people who dwell on the land, since they'll eventually come back onto the land. According to this, the end of the Mishnah is coming to be, say, a chumrah on the middle part of the Mishnah. We're on the second case of the Mishnah. Zok the next Mishnah. If someone makes a neder not to benefit from those who see the sun, he's even also to benefit from blind people, because what he meant is that he's going to become also to people who the sun sees them, which includes blind people. In fact, the Mara just says, if he meant to exclude blind people, he would have made himself usher by saying from the people who see. The fact that he added the sun shows that he did not mean to exclude blind people. Rather, what he meant to exclude was fish and fetuses, which the sun does not see. Zok the next Mishnah, if someone makes a neder not to benefit from the black-headed people, he's also to benefit even from bald people and even from old people who have white hair. He's mutter to benefit from women and children, because only men are referred to as dark-headed people. Flekti Gemara, why are bald people and people with white hair included in the term dark-headed people? The Gemara explains, since he didn't say people with hair, he must have meant to include these people as well. The Mishnah said, Umutu b'nashim uviktanim v'chulum. The reason why this term only refers to men is because only men sometimes have their heads covered and sometimes do not. Women, on the other hand, always have their heads covered, and therefore would be referred to as people with covered heads, and children never have their heads covered, and therefore would be referred to as people with uncovered heads. By saying the people with the dark-headed people, therefore it refers to men who sometimes have their heads covered and sometimes do not. Zok the next Mishnah. If someone makes a neder not to benefit from the yeludim, which means people who are already born, he may benefit from the people who will be born after the neder is made. Those people are referred to as noladim. If, on the other hand, he makes a neder not to benefit from the noiladim, which means people born in the future, he may not even benefit from the people who are already born, yeloidim. Rav Meir says he is mutter even to benefit from those who are already born. We'll see what that means. The Chum say that the person meant to include all things that are born. This includes people who are already born and those people who will be born. So we'll have to see in the Gemara. According to the Chum, what did he come to exclude? Flekti Gemara, Rav Meir seems to say he's mutter to people who are already born and also people who will be born. If so, who does the neder make him usher to? The Gemara explains that the Mishnah is missing words and should be understood as saying the following. If someone makes a neder to benefit someone makes a neder that it's usher for him to benefit from yiloidim, he's mutter to benefit from noilodim. And if he makes it makes himself usher to benefit from noilodim, he is also usher to benefit from yiloidim. Reb Meir comes along and says, just like he remains mutter in the noilodim when he makes himself usher on yiloidim, he also remains mutter in the yiloidim when he makes himself usher to the noilodim. Okay. Papa asked Abaye, we see in a pasuk that the word noilodim refers to people who were already born. The Gemara says, yeah, we also find the pasuk where noilodim, the lashon of noilod, clearly refers to someone who will be born. So what does it mean? What does the word mean? We see it has different meanings. The Gemara said the word can actually mean both. It depends on the context of the pasuk. And therefore, when dealing with nedarim, we follow what people commonly use the word to mean. And noilodim is generally meant by people to refer to people who will be born. And that's the meaning that we give it when we were talking about nedarim. Mishnah and Rav HaChom Oymim Loi. What do they come to exclude? The person who makes this type of neder, the Gemara says, the Chacham feel he comes to exclude birds and fish, which are hatched from eggs and not born live from a mother. So that's not. Therefore, that would be referred to not noilodim, not yiloidim. It's something that's hatched, not something that's born live.